AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Newsmaker Today, brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for that complete list of services or just to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 20th of August. And we're pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Flint Hills Beef Fest committee member Danny Broyles as we preview the Big Beef Fest coming up this weekend. Danny, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning, guys.
Well, Danny, this is a big week for you, obviously, with Beef Fest right in front of you. I wanted to ask you, before we start talking schedules, we start talking about some of the, you know, kind of last-minute prep, how long have you guys been planning here for Flint Hills Beef Fest 2024?
We started when we were done with Beef Fest 2023.
That's how that works.
You took a deep breath and dove in, didn't you?
That's right.
Yeah, let's talk about how this all begins on an annual basis, Danny. This is all about, tall grass country, and this is all about the beef, tall grass prairie of the Flint Hills. And let's talk about the cattle contest. When did all the cattle contests start?
They started in about end of March, April. The cattle come in, they get weighed up, they get separated into their pairs, into their pens. And then they're hauled out to Highland Ranch out in the southwest part of Lyon County, where they've been on grass all spring and summer so far.
So this will be kind of a weight gain competition then, right?
Right. For this portion of it, it is, yeah. When we're done, all the cattle will be brought into the cell barn on Thursday morning. We'll weigh them up. We'll separate them back into their pens of three. They'll be judged. And then they'll get hauled out to the feedlots for the second half of the competition.
All right. And what does the second half entail, Danny?
It's rate of gain out in the feedlots.
Okay.
Then carcass and all that competition will go on. And then we'll hand those awards out February 2025.
But you do have some awards that you'll be handing out this weekend, right?
Yep, they'll do rate of gain for the market and heifer classes. There's different awards. There'll be awards for heifers, and then there'll be awards handed out for the steers as well.
I have to ask, Danny, how the season has gone here and how the gains have been here maybe versus past years. Whether I don't want to need some specifics, but just kind of how this kind of compares with years past.
Yeah, we've been probably pretty lucky this year compared to, especially last year with the drought and everything that we had going on. As far as I know, everything's healthy. All of them are out there. So we'll find out how well they gained when we get them to the cell barn on Thursday morning.
So your number's good as far as entries, Danny?
Yeah, I believe we're full or pretty close to full. There'd be 35 pins of steers and 35 pins of heifers, so about 420 heads, somewhere in there.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. So that's a full day on Thursday, getting everything unloaded, weighed up, and repinned in the pens of three out there at the livestock facility here in Emporia. So, yeah, what's pretty good prize money, too, Danny, right?
Yeah, we're pretty lucky to have close to $18,000 in prize money that we'll hand out Saturday night during the awards banquet.
Well, I think that's a pretty good way to load up and start talking about the upcoming schedule here, Danny, as far as the public activities are concerned. When do things get started here at the Fairgrounds Anderson Building for John Q. Public and his wife?
Pretty much Friday. Friday we have the Stalker Show at the Cell Barn, and then we'll have the Beast Producer Seminar. It goes on at the Boyer Building on Friday, and then Friday evening at 6 o'clock, we start serving the ranch feed. It's brisket, cowboy beans, potato chips, drink. That'll all be served at the Boyer Building. And then at 7 o'clock on Friday night, the ranch rodeo starts. And there'll be 10 teams from all across the area. And to make it to the B-Fest Ranch Rodeo, you have to have won one of the ranch rodeos that was around the area through the summer, whether it been at Burlington, Lyon County Fair, Eagle Creek Saddle Club, Strong City, Cassidy, Eureka. You know, so there's going to be some great talent, some really good cowboys that'll be at the Lyon County Fairgrounds there Friday night competing.
Yeah, you got some great ranch rodeoing going to be going on, and tickets are only $20. That includes the, you know, the ranch feed and a great night of entertainment out at the Lyon County Fairgrounds Arena. And you can get those tickets. Emporia Vet Hospital, also Frontier Farm Credit. And then, Danny, Saturday, you got a full day of stuff going on, don't you?
Yeah, Saturday we'll be busy. We're going to kick off about 8:30 in the morning with registration for the cornhole tournament. And then, you know, they like to say the bags will fly at 9 a.m. So the cornhole tournament will start there at 9. And then at 11 o'clock during the cornhole tournament, we'll have our free hamburger feed. And I think we got some pretty special guests that are going to help us cook hamburgers again this year, don't we?
We'll be there for you, Danny. Wouldn't miss it.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we'll have that going on, and then 5 o'clock or 5:30 is our awards banquet, you know, and steak dinner, and then our entertainment after everybody's done eating. You do have to pre-bought your tickets to attend that, though.
So. And those are $50, well worth it, because you got some good entertainment. This Eric Dittleman, he is quite the talented guy, mind reader, comedian, so that should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think we're going to be pretty lucky to have him come in. He'll be something fun that I think everybody will enjoy.
Are you looking for having your mind read there, Danny?
Yeah. I don't know if anybody wants to get in between my ears.
I'm feeling you on that. And then you have the regular golf tournament coming up Sunday.
No, they had it last week.
We had that Saturday. That got messed up. Normally we would, yeah. But we had that Saturday, and we got pretty lucky. We had great weather for it, and we had a great turnout. So
yeah, those doggone radio station people have their golf tournament out at the Muni here this weekend. So
yeah, the old BBC kicked off.
Yeah, there it is, Saturday and Sunday. So, yeah, we invite folks out to, you know, to the Boyer Building and the Lyon County Fairgrounds. And what dance time then to polish things off Saturday night, right?
Yep. We have a dance that'll go on after the entertainment's done. And we got the fabulous Whiskey Hammers. It's a three-piece classic country band that are going to play for us for the dance. And the dance will be down at the Boyer Building.
Outstanding. Danny, I wanted to kind of touch base on you, kind of give your perspective here on, you know, we talked a little bit about this celebrating the grass cattle industry, the beef industry, but kind of the tentacles of that we see here on a daily basis that we may not realize, and really kind of why it's so important to celebrate the industry plus its impact on the community and really our area.
You know, I mean, that's what a lot of people out here do, Chuck. I mean, that's their livelihood. You know, it's amazing the amount of cattle that are out here, you know, on these hills. People ship cattle here to be taken care of all summer long just because of the nutrients and everything that's in the ground that help produce the meat that we all get to eat on a daily basis.
Well, it's very important, and we certainly salute and would you know, like to celebrate the grass cattle industry and all the ranchers and cattlemen that are here. And you, as Danny mentioned, there's a lot of you know, great pasture ground here in the Flint Hills. It is livestock country, that is for sure, the very best that's out there. And it's a good thing that we celebrate that with the Flint Hills Beef Fest each and every year. And it's going on this weekend at the Lyon County Fairgrounds. Again, the cattle will be shipped in on Thursday, and then activities Friday and Saturday out at the fairgrounds. We miss anything this morning, Danny?
I think we pretty well got it covered.
I appreciate it. Good job this morning. We appreciate your time. We'll be seeing you this weekend.
All right. Thanks, guys.
See you later. Yeah, Danny Broyles, Flint Hills Beef Fest committee member, joining us on our primetime newsmaker here this morning, Chuck.
Okay, and if you want to be part of the newsmaker spot, 7:20 to roughly 7:30 every weekday morning, or if you'd like to be part of our later morning show interviews in the 8 o'clock hour, just let us know. 620-342-1400 is the number to call. You can always email us, kvue@kvue.com as well. Thursdays is tentatively open this week. We're close to full on next week's schedule, so if you have something that you want, you better jump on it now. Tomorrow's newsmaker guests, David Traylor Zoo Director Lisa Keith. We're going to be talking about Zoo Brew, but also really the close to a degree of Lisa Keith's career as representing the David Traylor Zoo. She's announced her retirement. Brenda Young got started here yesterday as new zoo director, so we'll be kind of talking about the transition process as well during our newscast tomorrow morning here on KVOE.
Yeah, and Lisa will be on board to help that transition. I think we'll be around helping out through the end of the year, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so. You're right on that. Yep.
But we'll find out. We'll ask Lisa just that coming up here tomorrow morning. And don't forget, as you alluded to earlier, we'll have Ignite Emporia Director Michelle Margeson and Serena Jeffrey, Director of the Little Lions Child Care, with us to talk about the opening of Little Lions Child Care here in Emporia. And also tomorrow morning, we'll be chatting with Karen Mays, a certified CHIC counselor and trainer, with another Medicare Minute with us tomorrow morning at 8:40.
Yeah, looking forward to that. And Karen has some
Good information,
valuable information for those of you that are either looking to get on Medicare or maybe making some adjustments to your current Medicare policy. So really looking forward to what she has to say tomorrow morning.
And don't forget, too, our on-air chat tomorrow morning. We'll be talking with Crosswinds Youth and Mental Health Discussion tomorrow morning right here at KVOE. Our primetime newsmaker brought to you this morning by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapies. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Hometown Healthcare. It is 7:31, 67 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Baldwin Loft storage units are available, located in downtown Emporia at 712 Commercial. These units